These are the Keshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hey, it's time for another edition of the Keshi Tapes. This is episode number 43. I'm John Hewlett, and my partner is...
Favaz. Hi, U-Man.
This interview we are about to listen to and analyze is with Eddie Money, the Money Man.
Yes.
And it's a fairly recent one. Eddie was just recently involved in a television show, a series, where he opens up about himself and his family. And he's, it's one of those Ozzy Osbourne type television shows. Not near the same success as Ozzy had with his, but, still, Eddie is an interesting guy. And he holds back nothing, is willing to talk about everything and anything.
He's one of those guys where you meet him, and I know you've met him in person, and he treats you like he's known you his whole life.
Right.
You know, that's just the way he is. And I've got a funny Sammy Hagar Eddie Money story to tell afterward.
Okay. And I have a funny Eddie Money story to tell as well.
Good. So I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. He's got a long history with Keshi, so.
All right, here we go. This interview was on the phone, by the way. We were live on the radio. Myself and my partner, Learn, in the morning. Carl, the intern, might have also been a part of this.
I think he was. I think he was there. All right.
It's the Keshi Money Rock Show. You, man, Learn, Carl, the intern, and we have live on the telephone, Eddie Money, the Money Man. Hey, Eddie.
What's up? I'm doing great. You know how much I love St. Louis and Keshi and I.
Wait a minute. I didn't even ask you how you were doing yet, Eddie.
He's like Alice Cooper. That's what Alice Cooper does. Boy, yeah. I remember Keshi. We'd come in and Mott the Hoople would be leaving. And
didn't even get a question off and they'd take off.
We go way back, guys. You were still in high school. Keshi Radio and me, we did birthday party. We had so much fun. And by the way, St. Louis, home of Chuck Berry and the great, I don't know who the Chuck Berry's keyboard player was. I think he just passed away a little bit.
Johnny Johnson
or something.
Yeah, Johnny Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Incredible. You know, at St. Louis and I just love the town. Steve Marino, a lot of girlfriends back there back in the day. Rock and roll.
Ooh, what? Steve Marino.
Steve. I thought I said Steve Marino. I don't know.
Steve Marino. Hey, if you're listening, Steve Marino, Eddie's talking about you.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Keshi got behind Eddie Money right away when that first album came out, Eddie. What are your remembrances of that particular moment in time in your life? Because things were just exploding for you.
Well, we did the Merv Griffin Show with Mike Douglas, and actually did the Roast Beef with Dinah Shore.
What?
How many people don't know who Merv Griffin and Mike Douglas.
Mike Douglas show.
They each had shows, very popular talk shows that he did on TV, obviously. Yeah. And there are just, I would say over half of the people listening to this podcast right now may not know who those two are.
Dinah Shore, too. He mentioned Dinah Shore, remember that?
Died recently too.
Yeah, those shows would be equivalent today to like the Talk with Ozzy Osbourne's wife and some
all that.
Mm-hmm. And I was the first rock star to do daytime TV. But I mean, St. Louis, Keshi took a liking to me way back when. This had to be like 1977 or so like that. And I developed a very good relationship with Keshi, and we've been friends for years. And you guys have helped me out, sold a lot of records, and. I've done a lot of birthday parties for Keshi.
Yeah, do you remember the one? Do you remember the one? It was at the Westport Playhouse, and it was in the Round, and we had our celebration on stage. We had our celebration on stage, and a buddy of mine brought out the birthday cake, and I threw it up in his face, and the cake ended all over the stage. You remember that?
I remember completely. It was like yesterday. I remember that, man. I was drinking back then, and doing a show in the Round was a little tough for me.
Yeah. But anyway, let me take that story a step further, because one day I'm the PA announcer at Busch Stadium, and I've been.
This is my story I was going to tell afterwards, but I actually told it to him.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so here we go.
Which one is this? Have you told me this story?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, for 30 on the field.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right.
34 years now, and I was down.
Fantastic, man! Oh, wow, that's great.
Well, thank you.
And I was always saw like Tony La Russa and Mark McGuire. I've always loved the Cardinals. Yeah. You guys have always had a great team, man.
Thank you, Eddie. And anyway, I was on the field getting ready for a pregame ceremony, and you came down from the steps down there behind the home plate and came up to the screen, and you asked me if anybody was going to sing the national anthem that night. And I said, no, but I know who you are. You're Eddie Money. Let me set it up, and you'll sing the national anthem. And we got you out there, and you sang the national anthem, and you killed it.
Thank you. I mean, it's a great song. I mean, I do love this country.
He doesn't remember it at all.
He doesn't remember it. How can you not? If you're drinking, I guess not. Yeah, but that is one of those things that, how could you forget? You
know? Yeah. And when people mess up the national anthem, it just, you know, it disgusts me. I can't help it. And, you know, there's a lot of veterans out there. We got this program called Pets for Vets where they take these homeless dogs and they teach them how to take care of these veterans. I'm the ambassador for Pets for Vets, and we sell T-shirts after the show.
One of the great dogs of all time, Eddie Money. Of course, he's involved in something like this now.
Pets for Vets. But, the whole new record that I got, it's like a brand new day. You know, I quit drinking. I got the kids. I'm trying to help the kids out their career. And
you got the TV show? You got the TV show,
yeah,
Real Money?
It's on Access TV, this guy Mark Cuban. He runs Access TV, and he's a very busy man. I'm sure he's got a billion. He's probably a billionaire. But he took the time out to come out and had lunch with me and my wife and meet the kids. And we decided to put the show on his channel because also that Sammy Hagar is a very good friend of mine. So Sammy Hagar is doing that show called On the Road with Sammy Hagar, which I think is phenomenal. And then after they slotted me, we got like 10 episodes. I hope people get a kick out of it, you know?
Yeah. We're speaking with Eddie Money. Eddie, also, you were in town to play one of our shows at Jefferson Barracks Park, and it was a big night. It was like 5,000 or 6,000 people there. And I happened to be on the side of the stage there, and you were doing your show. And I also noticed there was this gorgeous young lady in the band, and I came to find out that is Eddie Money's daughter. Is that Jessie?
Yeah, that's Jessie Money.
She's beautiful. You must
she's
be proud.
She's very talented. She's got a great voice. I mean, she met Etta James, and she knocks out of the park like Etta James, and she does Midnight Ride. I got introduced her to Greg Allman before he passed away, and she gets out there, and she kicks ass. She's an excellent singer, too.
Yeah.
But she's also...
She is good.
She is good.
Yeah, and I saw her when Eddie Money played at VP Fair, or Fair St. Louis, I should say, at Forest Park a couple of years ago. He still takes her out on the road. And, you know, he's got heart issues right now. He had to cancel, you know, most of his tour this year.
Well, speaking of his daughter, that same night, I was standing off to the side of the stage and watching them perform. Mm-hmm. And she was on the bongos, I think, at that time, off to the right of the stage. And she's making eye contact with someone in the crowd off to the right as well. And I'm going, oh, my goodness, somebody's going to have a good time tonight.
Some lucky son of a bitch is going to get that.
I mean, she's like blowing kisses, kind of.
Really?
And yeah, she's really into what she was trying to communicate to that person. And I'm trying to find out, trying to look, who is she talking about?
Who was it?
It was another woman.
Are you sure, John?
Yes. My thoughts of some lucky dude out there.
Right, you thought quickly, it was a dude until you saw it was a chick.
Oh, great. You know, I mean, you know, like, I mean, like, my daughter's like Janis Joplin, you know, she likes to drink after, she reminds me of a young Eddie Money, and my mother used to say to me, someday you'll have kids just like you, and I'm going, what's wrong with that? Now I know what she was talking about. You know?
That was great.
And you know that's right on.
Yep.
Now, there's confliction that he was, whether or not he ever was a New York City police officer.
Right.
I had always heard he just went to the to the academy.
Right.
And never graduated and was never actually a police officer.
Right.
But supposedly in
do
a
you
bio.
Ask him here? Do you remember?
I don't think I did. I don't think I did. But supposedly there's a bio that comes from his website or something that says he actually was a cop for 2 years. So I don't know. But you wouldn't think somebody who had his type of behavior would be a police officer.
Yeah, no kidding.
They'd be on the other side of that whole equation there.
Well, Eddie, I mean, you know, your longevity also is something that you have to be proud of. I mean, all these albums you've released over the past and everything. How have you survived? Because you've lived a pretty rough life.
Well, if you call it rough life, you know, drinking a lot of stuff for free and snorting South American countries.
He did it all, man.
I had that drug overdose, and that put me out of commission for a whole year. But then I came back with my biggest album, No Control. I mean, it's been a long and bumpy ride. Then I met Laurie, and you know, I had the kids. I went into a spiritual program. Now it's kind of like life of Betty Ford. It's the Eddie Money Show. But the kids, you know, they're still out there knocking down the bevies. And my mother said to me, someday you'll have kids just like you. I said, what's wrong with that? Now I know what she was talking about. I told you that.
Why does he tell that story twice?
I don't know.
Okay.
That freaked us out.
That was really funny. I'll try it again.
Or maybe he's becoming afflicted with something. We don't know. No, he did. He did reference that he told it already. But
that already,
Eddie. You promote your show saying
Go ahead.
This is Learn, my partner, Learn, on the KSU Morning Rock Show.
Yeah, your mom's a real big fan of mine. So you got moms fawning over you and the dads fawning over your daughter. How is that?
It's really crazy out there because she does look really good. And then Desmond's on really...
Thank you, President Trump.
I know. That just sounded weird.
Yep. Guitar. And then there's a couple of... If you go to Des Money, D-E-Z Money, Des Money Music, and check him out. He's great. Plus, he got a show on Access called The Patio Sessions. He does a whole set on a big rooftop. You get a kick out of it. You go to Access TV, download Des Money in the Face with The Patio Sessions.
Now, Eddie, this is a reality show you're doing, and the cameras are on all the time. How does this work for you, and how do you make sure that something doesn't get on the show that's just going to be not appropriate? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I mean, you know, I tell you, once in a while, I've got to apologize because I got that New York mouth, and you know, sometimes the bomb comes out of my mouth, and I've already had to tell you know, my wife's in the South. I've already had to apologize to my in-laws because they don't want the show to come across like a Eddie Money rock star trailer trash, you know. But I apologize for some of the language that I use, but I think the show's good. But like I said, if I could have made it 10 pounds and 10 years ago, I would think I would have been a little of that.
That's good.
A lot of us wish that.
My wife looks good, the kids look great, and I hope it's a big hit for the kids, you know.
And you're happy. Are you happy?
I'm happy that...
you're happy about your life right now and everything?
Well, I tell you, I took a Cialis the other day. It was like, no, it was like $32 a pill. I thought I was going to get lucky, but I didn't empty the dishwasher.
Oh, you didn't. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, remember these kind of jokes that he's talking, because it has to do with my story with Sammy.
Okay.
God, man, that's funny.
You gotta stay on top of that, Eddie. Well, Eddie, we're so happy to hear that you're happy and things are going well for you and your family, and you're on TV now with this Real Money series on Access, and you got this new music. Tell us about the new song.
It's called It's a Brand New Day, and it's a song about me, you know, when I leave in New York when my mom died, moved out to California and getting a record deal. It's very, very, it's like autobiographical, the song itself, but it's got a really great up chorus, hey, hey, I'm feeling okay, it's a brand new day. And, you know, I'm sober now, my wife and I are getting along, the kids are doing good, the kids are in a rehabs, they're not getting DUI. Of course, all the kids live home, but then again, being the son of a cop, I don't mind the kids all being at home because I can keep an eye on them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Well, Eddie Money, thank you for being with us here on KSU 95. You've been special to us all these years, and good luck to you. All right?
Well, you know what? It's one of my favorite interviews because I got so many great memories of KSU. Now, we go back when you were back in high school, but KSU's been a great radio station, and I think everybody...
He's doing it again.
Yeah, here he goes.
Yeah, something's up.
Well, I want to see where this goes.
The show. Check it out. You'll get a kick out of it.
All right. Eddie Money on KSU 95. We leave with one of our favorites from Eddie Money, Shakin'. Hey, tell us about Shakin' real quick. Any story about recording Shakin'? You remember anything about that?
Well, you know, Shakin', I said, her, you know what was Shakin'? I kept it off the AM radio. Bill Graham was very, very mad at me because I said her XXX was Shakin'. Right. And Abalone was in it. Abalone did the Purple Rain video with Prince. She's a very pretty young lady. She was in it, and it was really a lot of fun doing the video.
I think that was Nikki Sixx's girlfriend, too.
Oh, yeah?
I think she ended up being with Nikki Sixx,
really?
Too. Yeah, I think.
The Spanish kids with the cars bouncing up and down. It was like it was a fun video and a lot of fun to do. Yeah. And you know what? Still on the radio today, so I guess it's a pretty good tune.
And here it is on KSU 95. Thanks, Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah, Shakin' is a fantastic song.
He's got a lot of really good songs.
Yeah, and that's on the album No Control that he referenced as his comeback album after his drug problems.
You know, I love his accent. I love that New York accent. So
some of them are annoying, but he's able to. He's a lovable guy. You know, so it's easy to accept whatever Eddie Money puts your way. But yeah, another. I told the Eddie Money story about him singing the anthem that day, and I also told the story about his daughter.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Oh, about throwing the cake. He didn't remember that either.
Right.
Because at the end of when I had him on the field to have him sing the national anthem, we had some dead time there and we were talking. Mm-hmm. And I told him about the time we had cake all over the stage there in the round. And he said, "You're the son of a bitch that did that. I almost broke my effing neck that night, man, slipping around on that freaking icing on that stage." So he remembered it then.
So he remembered it then.
But he doesn't remember it now. Yeah. Unfortunate. So you know, what's your story?
Well, I met This was like the second or third time I met Eddie, but it was just a few years ago when Sammy did his free show at Fair St. Louis, and Eddie was on the bill too. And he did a complete set with his daughter. And so I went backstage beforehand to hang out with Sammy, and Jason Bonham was there. Vic Johnson, you know, his band, I don't know if the rest of the Wobberitas were there. Anyway, Sammy's talking to me, and we're talking about Eddie Money. And he goes, I got to tell you, Eddie doesn't shut up. When he comes, if you meet him, he doesn't shut up. He tells jokes like Rodney Dangerfield. He's the Rodney Dangerfield of rock and roll. So we were laughing about it. 10 minutes later, knock on the door. It's Eddie Money. Uh-huh. Eddie comes in, and they're glad handing, and you know, and they're hugging and everything. And Eddie told jokes nonstop, just like Rodney Dangerfield. It couldn't have been more truer than what Sammy said. It was just really funny, and we took a really good picture together. And it's just kind of a drag. You know, Eddie Money this year knew he had a heart condition, but wanted to perform. Now I don't know if he needs the money or what. Yeah. But he went ahead and performed, and then he had this heart, you know, procedure, and I don't know if he had stents put in, I don't remember, but he's had to cancel a bunch of dates afterwards that he should be doing right now. So it's serious. I hope he makes it through.
Same here. You know? Same. And, of course, his real name is not Eddie Money. It's Ed Mahoney.
Mahoney.
Edward Mahoney.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hope you enjoyed that segment of the KSHE Tapes today with Eddie Money. And you can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan or on Instagram at Johnny Hewlett.
And Instagram, Twitter, KSHE Guy, KSHE 95 Favaz, Facebook.
Somebody's off.
MF.
AMF.
See you, buddy.
Adios, my friend.
All right, see you.
The KSHE Tapes with U-Man and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.